love to hear it. But what we're going to do is we're going to trust that everybody is going to focus on forgiveness. We're going to trust that everybody is going to walk in accordance of what our Father has us walking in. So, Father, we come this morning thanking you for waking us up. We thank you, Lord, for the use of our limbs, our senses, and our technologies, Lord. We thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to focus on forgiveness. We know that you forgive us on a minute basis, Lord. We know that you forgive us for our thoughts, for our actions, whether we take them out or not, Lord. So we thank you for forgiving us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to forgive others, Lord, the way you forgive us. We also thank you for allowing us to forgive ourselves for anything that we may have done or said against somebody, but still try to harbor onto that guilt or that pain, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you for washing us clean the snow each and every day and giving us a life anew, Father, Lord God. We thank you for all you have done and all you will do. We thank you for such a wonderful morning that you have given us this morning, whether it's raining, snowing, sleet, or hail, Lord. We just thank you for the elements because we know that there's a greater plan in each one of them, Lord. Now, as this call continues, we thank you so much for the speaker that's going to come forth. We thank you for our hostess that's going to come forth and introduce our speaker. But most of all, Father, we thank you for being on the line. We thank you for being that fiber optic, keeping this line clear, unhindered, and away from any disturbance, from any disconnections, from any failed calls, from anything that the enemy tries to do to make this call not go forth. We bind him in the name of Jesus and know that this call will have clarity and that all will be well. Father, we thank you and we love you as we focus on forgiveness this Friday. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Master's Call family, you all have a wonderful weekend. I am now turning this call over to our host.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn. Good morning to everyone on the Master's Call. We thank God for all of you that have joined us here on the Master's Call this morning. I love that tag, this morning, focus on forgiveness Friday. Amen, because we know that when you get up before the Lord and you come before his throne, he said that you must forgive your brother, amen, so that your prayers will come before me. And we know we want the Lord to answer prayers today. Hallelujah, here on the Master's Call. It is Friday, and this is the day that we open up the lines and give you the opportunity to bring your prayer requests and your praise reports before the Lord, and we're going to do that in the second half of our call by doing pressing star six, amen? So we want to thank Minister LaShawn for bringing us before the throne of grace and clearing the heavens this morning as we align ourselves to receive a word from the Lord. We are so excited here that you have joined us on the Master's Call. For those of you that are new, welcome, welcome, welcome. And those of you that are returning, we want to welcome the family in this morning, in this Christmas season. Amen. So we want to just tell you briefly about the history of the call, which is that our founders are Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And she is a wonderful woman of God who, along with our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon in Dallas, Texas, founded the Master's Call back in 2010 in October. These women of God are just pillars of the community, and they are also living epistles of the Lord, which is the most important thing. They serve as the shepherds of this call, and they are teaching us how to have a relationship with the Lord, how to be obedient and hear his will in your life. And we are so glad that they were obedient to his mandate to form the Master's Call, which was to empower, enrich, and to enhance believers as they began their day. And amen, each morning, Monday through Friday, we come to you live here to bring a word from the throne room of God, to give you that meat to feast on, amen. And we stand on the word of God. The scripture that we stand on, you can find on our website, is Psalm 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And again, as we tell you each and every day, Master's Call family, we are prayer intercessors. That is what this call is based on. That is what this call is all about. To bring your prayer and praise report here on this call is our duty, and it is our honor to do so. And we are so pleased again that today is Friday where you get a chance to come on live and tell us what that praise report is or give us that prayer request. And we will go before the Lord and do that today in the second half by hitting star six. Before we get there, though, we do want to tell you how to get in touch with us, how to download all of these wonderful messages. Every single message, every series is available on our website. Please visit our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And don't worry, if you are not able to catch us live, we do have a playback number for you. That number is 712-432-1085. And our PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, how do you reach us to give us your feedback? How do you send us the information regarding your prayer request other than on the line on Friday? Well, you send it to us at our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we are also, of course, calling in all intercessors, calling you in to send us that email request. And our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you, or one of our founders will be happy to get back with you. We also want to give you briefly the number for the MMC call. Immediately following TMC, you go on over to MMC, and that is 530-881-1300. 10 is 539-598-POUND. And that is the call for all artist distributors, regardless to whether you are a platinum or if you are an advisor that joined just last night. So good morning to everyone, and we want to get you excited for the speaker coming up this morning. Is my sister in Christ, none other than the songbird, as our Dr. Vanessa calls her, Tiffany Lauderdale, who is from Southern California, amen? And you must love the Lord to get up early in the morning and be on this call, amen? And that's what this body is all about. It is about the Lord. We serve the Lord in giving you seeds and teaching you about prayer and teaching you how to exhort before the Lord. And this is a woman who certainly knows how to pray, and she certainly knows how to exalt the Father early in the morning, amen? She is a mother of Kalon Taj Williams, and she hails from Inglewood, California. She is a woman of God who is on fire for the Lord. She is currently attending Oasis Christian Church in Los Angeles. And most importantly, she is a woman on fire for the kingdom of God, doing great things in the body of Christ. Amen. So we are so delighted to present to those of you who are a part of the TMC family, and to present to those of you who are new to the TMC, my own sister in Christ, Tiffany Lauderdale, who will be coming to bring us the word from the Lord today. Good morning, Sister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am. Great morning, Tammy. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you. God bless you, my sister.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you. Thank you for that spectacular introduction this morning. And I greet each one of you, my TMC family members, with the warmest of kingdom greetings, because we are all family here. And LaShawn, thank you so much for that tag, because truly in this season that we are in, before close to moving to another year, it is time for us to forgive one another and not go into 2013 holding grudges against one another. So it just tells me that if there's someone that we need to go out there and apologize to, I've been teaching Kalon not to say I'm sorry, because that means we're speaking that out, but just to say, you know what, I apologize, because remember, the power is in your word. So we wonder why things happen by saying, I'm sorry. No, go tell someone, I apologize for what I did. And they may not even understand what you're talking about, but the thing is, we need to get our houses in order. So God bless you. And I thank Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa for giving me this opportunity. And as I always say, I thank them for their yes, because if it was not for their yes, we would not be able to be here today. And just know that I love each and every single one of you. I love you more than you love me, and I know that God loves us best. So let me go ahead and proceed forward at this time. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, still the hope that lies within is reassured. And I'll keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared.
And if the storms don't cease, and if the wind and rain keeps on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord.
I give God the praise and honor. And if you joined us on the call last week, on last Thursday, I spoke about staying in your lane. And I'm going to go ahead and continue that series because that is what the Spirit tells me to do. So my soul truly has been anchored in the Lord, and I am working every day to stay in my lane. So as the series says, stay in your lane, this part is pay attention to the signs. If you have your word this morning, if you would turn to Jeremiah 31, verses 21 through 22, in the New King James Version, it reads, set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart towards the highway, the way in which you went. Turn back, O virgin of Israel. Turn back to these your cities. How long will you gad about, O you backsliding daughter? For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. In verse 21, the signposts and the landmarks were referred to point out the way to the people of Israel's homeland. That was an instruction that the Lord had given them, to set their hearts towards the way that is the path of faith in God. Backsliding is also mentioned to describe the waywardness of the nation. You know, if we look around us today, we see all of these things happening around us, and we're wondering, why is this going on? Well, you know, it's a sign from God. God is speaking to us. You know, the devil seeks to kill, to steal, and destroy, and if he can manipulate our minds to think what he wants us to think, and if we could go around thinking what the world wants us to think, and we don't focus on what the Bible and what God says, then truly we would be a wayward nation, and that is where we are today. But in these times, God has something for us. It's time to get our lives in order. It's time for us to stay in our lane and not swerve over or stray to another place that we're not supposed to be. But if we gravitate to the Word of God, if we gravitate to having a relationship with God, not about the religion that you're in, but having a solid relationship with God, then all will be well. Because, see, our goal for each and every person who's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is to have eternal life. That means that we're trying to all, our goal is to all try to get to heaven. See, God is doing a new thing. He is recreating us, as I said on last week. Stay in your lane. Why? Because I am doing a new thing, Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? That's a question. So that means, are you paying attention to what God is doing in your life? Are you too busy doing what you want to do and you're not hearing what he would have you do? Are you busy making bad decisions, making bad choices, or are you seeking God first in his kingdom to say, Lord, you know what? What would you have me to do? See, because he's making a way in the desert. He's making a way in the streams, and he's making a way in the wasteland. But are you paying attention to the signs? See, God gives us road signs in our life to help us to stay on the course, help us to stay in our lane. How many times do we miss those signs? I know I have, and we do it all the time. But I thank God that we serve a God who forgives us and who gives us many chances, who gives us new grace and new mercy every day, not the same old stuff that we had yesterday, but today when we woke up and to this day that some people in the world think would have been the last day. But the Bible didn't tell us that 12 would be the last day. No man knows the time or the hour, so why are you listening to what the world says? There's so many parties going on tonight that says that they're celebrating the last day, and I hope that you guys aren't going to one of them.
because today is not the last day. God will let you know when it's your day, when it's your time. So we have to make sure that our mindset is right. Pay attention. Proverbs 2 and 9 promises that we will understand what is right, what is just, and what is fair, and we will know how to find the right course of action every single time. Why? Because it's in the Word of God. But see, we must be willing to follow the will and purpose of God, not our own will, not our own agenda, but God's will for our life, because we each have one. And they don't even look the same. You know, a lot of times we get jealous, you know, and we're wondering, why is somebody in the other lane next to us, you know, driving the better car? Why are they making it to their destination a little bit faster than me? You know, things like my destination, my journey is going a little bit slow. But you know what? Everybody has their own unique journey. Why? Because we are all created uniquely by the Master. So some of the things that I do may not be some of the things that you do, but then you may not approve of some of the things that I do, and maybe I don't approve of some of the things that you do. But see, one thing that we have to know is that we were created uniquely by our Father. So don't worry about why somebody else is getting a little bit ahead of you. You know, don't be jealous. Celebrate that person. Encourage them. Cheer them on, because you know what? Your time might be right around the corner. Because it's that person's time and season. So we have to make sure that we stay in our lane and that we just focus on God, because he is going to direct us to where we need to go. But if we lose the focus that we're supposed to be on, then we're just going to be confused. And sometimes, you know, you got to make that U-turn and turn around and go back and then go back again. Why? Because you missed where you're supposed to turn at. We serve a great and almighty God. And there are so many different places that he wants to take us, but are you willing to go? We don't have to Google where we need to go. All we have to do is pick up that Bible, no matter what version it is, but pick it up and read it. Apply it to your life every day, because every decision that you need to make, the answer can be found in the Word of God. You might say, I don't know what I should do in this situation. Did you pick up the Bible? Don't pick up the phone and call somebody, or don't text somebody and say, what do you think I should do, unless the Holy Spirit gives you utterance to go and do that. But seek the Word of God first and watch what it will do in your life. Psalms 119:105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. That is an awesome scripture, because, see, there's times in our life where it's dark. And we can't tell what the road signs are. We can't tell if we're in our lane, because it's just that dark. It's like being in a dark tunnel, and there's no light, there's no windows, there's no anything but darkness. But God promised us in his word that he would be a lamp to our feet. If he's at our feet, that means you use your feet to walk. So that means that he is giving you direction on what you need to do. But now, are you willing to follow the direction that he's given you? God's utterance is important for each one of us as children. He is our light. He is our guide, no matter what it looks like, no matter what happened yesterday, no matter what it is. God is our light. He is our God, and he does not want anything bad for you. Yeah, there are going to be some tough lessons that each one of us has to learn. But God said that I would never leave you or forsake you. So you may go through the trial and the tribulation, but you don't go alone. But in order for us to get something better and to be something bigger, God has to take us through some challenges, see? You can't lead somebody if you don't know what you're going to have to do. You can't lead somebody without having some hurdles that you would have to jump over too. You can't hold anyone else accountable if you don't hold your own self accountable. It starts with you. You can't actually think that somebody else is supposed to be responsible when it starts with you. That's why I said the Lord is telling me, give me stay in your lane. You have no business going over there worrying about what's going on, because, first of all, you can't handle it, but I can. So let's keep on moving forward. that I'm going to deal with several signs through this series, but the one that I just want to talk about a little bit today is just that one-way sign. You know, that white one with the arrow, the black and white one with the arrow that says one way, which means that you can't drive your own direction down a one-way street. You have to go follow that one-way sign, because if you do, you drive your own way, going the opposite way of the arrow, then that means you're going to get tickets. See, God gives us tickets in our lives, too. It might not be that written citation, but there's ways that he would sit us down to get our attention. See, God gives us choices. We can either do it his way or our way. Once you have made the decision to follow Christ, that means that you have put up that white flag of surrender that says, Lord, I surrender to you, that your will be done in my life. I receive you in my heart, in my mind, in my body, in my soul, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That means that no longer that song say, I did it my way. That means that song is over. And that you have said, Lord, I'm ready for you to do new things in my life. I'm ready for you to do greater things in my life. Lord, I'm going to trust you. Lord, I'm going to depend on you. No longer am I going to depend on the world. No longer am I going to allow the world to dictate to me what I need to do, how I need to do it, what I need to wear, that I need to be a size 3 and I need to have long hair. I'm not going to allow what the world says that I need to do to do it any longer, but I am going to depend on you. Why? Because there's a one-way street to heaven. And sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we're going to stumble. Sometimes we're going to fall. But God is there to pick us up. And that's an amazing thing. Because many times we have down days. Many times, you know, we're just barely making it through. We're just barely doing it. But God said in his word that if we would just endure until the end and keep on pressing toward the mark of the Most High calling. So that means we have to continue to move forward. In Psalm 19, I already spoke about verse 105, but in Psalm 19, which is the largest chapter in the Bible, and isn't that so ironic that we could find God's directions in Psalm 19? So I'm going to give you a few verses to just meditate on as you go out through this day, as you're going down that one-way street. Psalms 119, verse 26 says, I told you my plans, and you answered. Now teach me your principles. We may tell God our plans, but he wants us to listen to his principles. Verse 32 says, I will run to follow your commands. See, we're following God's commands. If we follow him, then we're guaranteed to win. We're guaranteed to reach our destination. Verse 45 says, I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. So we have to live by God's commands, which brings about our freedom. Verse 60, I will hurry without lingering to obey your commands. So we should not hesitate to follow the commands of God, to follow the instructions. You know, I hear a lot of people say, well, something told me that I should have did that. Well, something, you know, told me I should not. Well, the something, would that be the Holy Spirit? Would that be Jesus talking to you? And when you hear that something telling you to stay in your lane, then you should listen to what that something, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, God, is telling you to do. Many times we say, oh, no, I didn't hear that. You know you did. So if we just stay where we're supposed to be, everything will be better, because, see, what's in your lane is so awesome. It's so beautiful. It's so great. It's so new. It's not what's in your regular comfort zone, what you're used to right now. It is so much better. And I seek every day when people say, why do you get up at 4-something in the morning to get on a 5 o'clock call? Well, first of all, we need to be there early. You might miss something in that first 10 minutes. There might be a blessing for you in that first 10 minutes before the call. But see, I got to stay in my lane because God wakes me up. There's times I'm up at 3:30. Yeah, still dark outside. But there's no other reason that I would want to be up at 3:30 in the morning but to do God's will. There's been times I was up 3:30 in the morning out in the club, and I didn't get any fulfillment out of that. You know, but I wake up every morning because I'm seeking God first. I mean, there's no way that I will walk out of my house without seeking him, without giving him some due time. We give everybody else time. We trust everybody else. And they have led us, you know, astray, some of them. Some of them we can't even find. And then we want to still pass blame and say that it was their fault that we're in this situation. No, we got out of our lane. Our lane is beautiful. Our lane is awesome. Our lane has the abundant blessings of God, but we need to stay there in our lane and follow the one-way sign to heaven, to reach our goals, to reach our destination. Verse 101 says, I have refused to walk on any path of evil, that I may remain obedient to your word. So we should refuse to walk any direction other than where God's word points us to. Verse 133, guide my steps by your word so I will not be overcome by any evil. See, God's word will guide us if we listen and obey it. Like I said, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But we must stay firm. We must stay in our lane. We must stand on the word of God. We must have faith in God. We must trust God and know that everything that he has promised us will come true. So stay in your lane because God is preparing you. We are under construction, and that is the sign that I will go into the next opportunity I have to speak with each and every one of you here on the TMC call. But just know that God is doing new things in your life. It's time for us to renew our minds, to renew our spirits, to renew our souls. Unclutter, unclog some things in our life, and watch what God has in store for you. I love each and every single one of you. Have a blessed and prosperous day, and I will hear you on the call on tomorrow. Back over to you, Minister Tammy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that word from the Lord this morning. We praise God for the word of God. Stay in your lane and pay attention to the signs, amen, because the Lord has declared, I am doing a new thing, amen. And so we are so thankful for the word that has come forth this morning. We're going to just go right on into our prayer request this morning. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for Minister Tiffany this morning, Lord, as we lift up your name and exalt you on high, most holy God. We thank you for being the almighty God, the God that we can come to in our time of trouble. Father, we remember this time of year, Lord God, as the time that you have made the ultimate sacrifice by giving your son Jesus, Lord God, so that we all may be saved. Father, we are thanking you, Lord, for the ability to come before your throne room of grace this morning. God, knowing that we can receive the help that we need. Father, we are lifting up to you this morning, Edward Jr. Lord, we are thanking you for this son of the Lord. We are thanking you, Lord, for healing. Well, God, cardiac arrest is a name. Father, any type of heart problem, any type of respiratory distress, Lord God, it is subject to the name of Jesus. Father, we are thanking you that the prayers have already gone up. Lord God, we know that you don't work in man's time, God, but you work in your own time. And, Lord, you are an on-time God. Father, we thank you that you hold Edward's life in your hands. Father, we speak now life to this young man. We speak that each doctor, each nurse, each worker that comes into his room to care for him, Lord, that they will speak words of life over him. We speak life in Edward today. Oh, Father, we send your shalom peace to his mother, Tammy. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are with her. Lord, your word says that you will never leave nor forsake your children. So, God, we thank you that you are in the midst of this situation. Lord, God, we pray that your will shall be done. Father, we are thanking you in advance for the healing testimony that shall come forth and the lives that shall be saved. Amen. Even in the hospital room. Father, we are thanking you for Jackie's daughter. Father, for the provision that you have made. Lord, when you answer a prayer and you open the door, no man can close it. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have opened doors for Jackie's daughter that no man can close. Father, we thank you that you are her shepherd and you are the provider. Lord, right now we cancel the spirit of anxiety right now. We cancel and bind up the spirits of confusion right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak peace over this child in the name of Jesus. We know that she shall have no want, but God, you are faithful to provide. So, Father, we are thanking you for prayer requests, Lord God, that you have already answered, those that are unspoken and those that have been spoken on this call. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up your holy name and decree and declare that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Mattress Call family, we want to thank you so much for joining us here on the call today. We want to remind you about the shout-out on Tuesday, next week on Christmas Day. We're saying happy birthday to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we invite you to give a one-minute shout-out on Tuesday. Yes, we will be here on Christmas Day. So call in on our line as usual, same time, same place on Tuesday. We also want to remind you that today is Friday. Star 6 will bring you into the queue. We are going to go back to Minister Tiffany to give us the benediction, but let me give you again the MMC number, 530-881-1300. 10 is 539-598 town. That is the morning motivational call with Godmother Dorothy Cook for all artists, distributors. Go ahead and jump onto that line, and we want you to know how to get in touch with us. Our playback number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677 pound. Website, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We love each and every one of you, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Master's Call for this portion. We're going to go to the benediction to Minister Tiffany and then immediately into our second session. Minister Tiffany, go ahead and give us the benediction. God bless you.
God bless you. Father God, thank you for making us new. Thank you for ordering and directing our steps. We trust you are at work in our lives, transforming us into new images. Keep us close to you as we put you first in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye for now.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. We want to thank you. We are going over to our own Dr. Vanessa, who will lead us in this next portion of the call. Good morning, and we love you all.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy. And wow, 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 I love that word, Miss Sunshine. And as usual, our songbird is, I love that song by Douglas Miller. It takes me way back, but to stay in our lane. What a direct, precise word, reminding us that the grace, the provision for the vision is when we stay with what God has told us to do. So thank you for that very on-time word. And we praise God for Miss LaShawn, who opened us up in prayer and greeted us and seated the people of God so that we had ears to hear and a heart to receive the word of God. I want to also bring you greetings this morning from our ambassador of Artists International, Dr. P.K. Roberts, spoke with her. The family is doing well. The peace of God is with them. Continue to keep in prayer her brother-in-law. Call out Minister Riley Roberts' name. That is David's older brother, as he is winning the battle against cancer. She's been to the doctor with him, and God is just using her mightily. She is getting rest and wanted to extend her love to our entire TNC family. Hopefully she will be able to join us on Christmas today, but continue to keep her in prayer as she's doing a work for the kingdom, for her family there in Savannah, Georgia. And I am just excited because we have always said since the very genesis of this call that it is a place where we will be the midwives of prayer to push, to pray, to birth the will of God in our lives. And we consider it an honor and a privilege to take your prayer request and to celebrate with you with the praise report. So we're going to transition right now, and I'm going to ask Minister Tammy to continue to scribe so that at the end of our time of prayer, we can cover and cloak and bathe in the blood of Jesus and with the name of Jesus, your prayer request. So we're going to start out in 813, I'm not sure exactly where 813, oh, this Tampa, Florida, how could I not know that? Miss Jody, good morning, welcome to the call.
Good morning, family. I just want to ask for prayer, Vanessa, that my nephew, okay, I had put in a prayer request for Marlon Rose. He went to the hospital. He was having chest pains, and they sent him back home. So now they admit him yesterday. He has pneumonia. And my second request is my sister. I'm in her house. You all know I'm looking for a house. I signed a contract. I'm waiting on the lady to sign the contract. She has come real. She has, like, turned 360 on me. You know, I want you out of here, blah, 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 blah. We never talked about the situation, but I know it's time to go. My time is up. I've been here 6 years. God has blessed me to live here 6 years while she worked in Chicago. And for little, no money almost. So I thank God. And God, you know, I just told her, I said, my time is up. But she won't talk to me. We're not talking now. And it's a time right now, you know, it's the holidays. And the devil really just wanted to steal the family's joy. But I told her, I said, I have too much joy right now. You know, what I've been through, God has been good to me. I'm not going to let one little conversation stop me. But I pray that you all come in agreement that the peace of God get on my sister. Until she know the Lord and get that personal relationship with him, she's going to keep letting the devil use her. So I just want to thank you that for my prayers, and everything is going to be all right. I love you.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, the specific thing that I always pray for, can no one hurt us, and the devil doesn't attack anyone like they attack our family and our loved ones, that you specifically pray for her Damascus Road experience. I have called many family members into the kingdom by having laser-focused faith with just speaking your salvation, demanding that the devil has to take his hands off of them, and we will commit that to prayer. Let me get the first name of your sister. What's her first name?
Oh, Lavelle. I'm sorry, Lavelle.
Lavelle, okay. And we'll pray for her, and we'll pray that you keep your peace, knowing that it's just spirits. We wrestle not, what does the word tell us? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And so it's not even about her, but it's about the spirits that are attacking her. And so that's what we'll call out, and we'll watch God move like he's moved for you in so many other ways. All righty, headed out to our evangelist. So good always to hear your voice, Evangelist Gwen. The floor is yours.
Hallelujah, everybody. Jesus is still alive. And I am too. I'm still here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to check in and say good morning to everybody and a blessed holiday. I am thanking God for my family. I know even if I'm a little delayed on the call, I know you all are still here. It's a blessed privilege to have you still praying and believing God. My prayer request is this morning, I'd like you all to pray that God would continue to take this swelling out of my feet. I have been 2 weeks bothered with this swelling where I can't hardly walk. The devil is alive. I need much prayer for that because it had gone down and now it's back up. And I want to believe God that tomorrow is gone, because I had did some things with my physicians yesterday finally. And hopefully everything will be over. So I give God the glory, praise, and honor for each of you who continue on. And we know God is using us as a unit, a covenant unit, to get these prayer requests in covenant prayer. It makes a difference. So that's why I'm submitting to you all. Submit to you more what God is doing and what I need. And I know he's going to continue.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist, are you taking the Cranello? Are you drinking the Cranello?
Say that again.
Are you drinking the Cranello that helps out immensely with swelling?
Okay, I think I got one in. I will go and drink it.
Okay, we're gonna do our part and pray, but we want you to do that part and drink that crown aloe. I always give the testimony how my mother had always big swollen ankles with all her medication and blood pressure and everything else. And since I've got her very disciplined on the crown aloe and even the coral calcium at night, I mean, her ankles look like she's like normal. She thinks she's grown walking around now, just all the way down. So we can suggest you to drink that crown aloe that we know will help because we've got the best products in the world. So definitely, definitely, we'll keep you in prayer and your mother in prayer. And it is always so good to hear your voice and to for the people of God to hear you. You all know we always have asked, even with our second-year anniversary, that people do not send donations to the Master's Morning Call, the Morning Call, the TMC, but to send them to Fill a Bottle, SaveALife.com, because we know you are fantastic soil and that our God is doing awesome things and you are our miracle. So it is such a blessing and it's so good to hear your voice. Let's go all the way out to Tacoma, Washington, to Miss Ronnie. We're ready for you and your prayer request. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, I praise God this morning, starting with Pastor LaShawn talking about forgiveness and Sister Tiffany talking about staying in your lane. Those are the prayers that go up before me concerning my situation. You guys know I had asked you to continue to pray for Richard. He seemed to be healing very good. It's a slow process. We're praying that God continue to heal his body and his mind. My niece went home. Her mother came and got her on Friday, so I'm grateful for that. Her daddy, my brother Neil, he ain't too happy about her going home, but he wasn't parenting her, and it was the right thing. So the forgiveness is I forgive him for being angry, and I'm believing God that he don't shut up his vows of compassion toward me, and if he do, the devil is a liar. It ain't me. Anyway, my other prayer, so that's a praise report in itself. My friend Sonji last night was in a six-car pileup. Her name is Sonji Lightborn, and she's having dizziness and stuff and convulsions. I mean, not convulsions, but every time she stands up, she just kind of, you know, have an issue. And she's the sole breadwinner of her family. She's taking care of an adult sister that has adult children. And so we just pray. And she's a minister of God, that God bless her to see what he's trying to say to her about supporting nine adults when they, you know, we just pray for her, that God bless her. Amen. I'm done.
Well, thank you so much for that prayer request. And you know we have you covered, your family. I'm just excited. And I always try to remind and encourage you all. Ronnie, you have grown so much since I've been hearing you on our call, on the MMC call. God is doing so many phenomenal things, and I know you have so many more things before him, but we're going to rejoice for what he has done, what he is doing, and with that expectation, what we know he's going to do. So we praise God for you. Are there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? I do want to add to our prayer list, Minister Tammy, our dear Regina. She is probably almost there now. She did get out. They do the buddy pass thing. So we were really praying for her to get out with the bad weather and everything. But she did get out on her way to Israel. And we know she'll be there for 2 months. So we hug her neck there in Las Vegas at our extravaganza March 8th through 10th. We want to keep her covered in prayer and daily call out her name and just keep her covered in prayer because her steps are ordered, but the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we just praise God for her safely getting over there to Israel and continue to lift up Regina. And our other prayer warrior, the newlywed, We are so happy to have you on the line this morning, Ms. Ada. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Well, good morning, TMC, all my brothers and sisters out there. I first have a praise report. I just want to thank you all so much for covering me and my beloved Doug, my husband, in prayer. The wedding went very well. The relatives made it in and out safely back home. So we just don't take anything for granted. God was truly honored, and we know that some seeds were planted as relates to unsaved loved ones who attended the wedding, and we're just going to continue to trust and see what God is doing in the lives of those that came out to share in our love and share in our ceremony. So that's a praise report. My prayer request, Dr. Vanessa, is that I am experiencing some very, very heavy menstrual bleeding. I'm asking God for revelation. I will be making an appointment with my OB/GYN to find out what's going on. But this is unusual for me. I woke up just this morning and my bed was full of blood. I just scared me to death, and I just immediately said, Lord, I cover myself in prayer. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. That's the first blood I thought about was the blood of Jesus, but I do understand that some things are going on in my body. So I would pray, I would ask for all you intercessors to please keep me up before the Lord in prayer. And then my other request is for my oldest daughter, my firstborn, Keita, K-E-I-T-A. Keita is a single parent of twins. And I noticed when she came out to share in my ceremony that she's experiencing a lot of stress as a single parent. And I'm just concerned about her emotional and mental health right now. So if you all can be lifting those. And then my last request is that my landlord's mother, Stella, is her name. Stella is the mother's name. My landlord's name is Pat. Her mother is in the hospital. We're not exactly sure what's going on with her health, but she's in the hospital. So those are things in my heart, and I just can't emphasize enough that I so appreciate TMC and all of you for your love, your support, and your prayers. And I thank God for you.
Amen. Well, we definitely will immediately begin bombarding heaven, and we thank God for you. I call her my Miss Newlywed. Miss Ada, we're sending the word to your body right now, and the prayer request for your daughter and your landlord's mother, we've got that down. Are there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? This is our mission and our mandate, to birth the will of the Lord in our lives. We have to do our part, and we know God will do his part. Well, all righty, we'll clear the queue, and I'm going to ask now for definitely a touch the heart of God and take us into the presence of God. Our host this morning, Minister Tammy, if you will lead us in prayer for our prayer request today.
Amen, Dr. Vanessa, I will. Father God, we thank you, Lord, as we come before your throne of grace this morning. Father, we want to bless your holy name, knowing, God, that you are the Almighty God, knowing, Lord, that you are the one who cares about every request that is brought forward this morning. Lord God, about even the ones that have not been spoken on this line. Father, we just exalt your name, Lord God. We lift you up as the most holy God. Father, we thank you because you are the great I am. We thank you, Lord, because you are our Redeemer. Lord God, you are our healer. Father, we thank you for the victory right now as we stand before your throne of grace this morning, Lord, knowing, Father God, that your word is good, knowing, God, that you have a great track record, knowing, Father, that there's not one battle that you have not won. Father, we lift up to you right now, Lord God, these prayer requests, knowing, God, that they're already answered. Father God, we lift up to you now our sister Joni. Father, we are thanking you, Lord, for the work that you have done in her life. Father, we are thanking you first for the healing over leukemia. We're thanking you that the battle has been won. Father, we are thanking you for the request that she has made, God, for her family. God, we want to thank you that she is willing to be an intercessor on behalf of her sister LaBelle. Father, we are thanking you, Lord God, because we are calling in salvation for her sister. God, we are praying for the Damascus Road experience for LaValle to come on right now. Father, we're praying that your Holy Spirit will come in and give a revelation of your spirit. Father, we're calling in unity right now in this family. Father, we're calling in communication right now in this family. God, you love families and you bring them together. Lord, you are the one that heals broken hearts. Father, we thank you for healing Joni's heart right now. God, we speak the peace of God over Joni right now. We bind up confusion in the name of Jesus. We bind up anxiety and strife in the name of Jesus. These are weapons of the enemy. We fight not against flesh and blood, God. Oh, God, but against spiritual forces, Lord God, wickedness and rulers and high places. But, God, we know that the name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the victory in Joni's family. We thank you for the salvation for her sister LaValle. Father, we thank you right now. We call in right now the healing for Marlon Rose. We speak right now, let there be healing in his body. Let there be complete healing in his mind. Let there be complete restoration of his breathing. Father, right now we speak to his lungs right now. We speak, Lord God, that all fluid is removed. We speak right now that the air is exchanged and every breath is a restorative breath in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak right now that Marlon is healed in the name of Jesus by your stripes. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the contract for Joni. Father, we thank you that you are her shepherd. God, everything that she asked for when she believes, she shall receive. Father, we thank you that that word has already gone forth. So it is done in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that it shall come forth and manifest in God's timing. Hallelujah. And in the meantime, she will have peace, the peace of God that will cover her. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For our sister Gwen Beatty. God, we thank you right now. We speak to her feet right now. Swelling, I call you out. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be removed. Father, I thank you right now that we speak healing in Gwen Beatty. Father, we thank you for the victory over breast cancer. Father, we thank you that every trick that the enemy has will not prosper. Every weapon formed against us shall never prevail. Father, that is your word for Gwen Beatty, and we thank you for that word. We stand on your word because it is good, God. We thank you that you've seen us through so many things, Father, that you will not fail her now. Father, we thank you that you have good things in this earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Thou shalt heal her body. Thou shalt comfort her, Lord. Thou shalt soothe her now. Father, we thank you for the strength of God. Hallelujah, that you are to Gwen Beatty. Father, we continue to lift her up, Lord God, knowing that you have given her the victory on all sides, knowing, Father, that you are the supplier of every need. Father, we thank you for those that give into her, Lord, that sow good seeds on her, Lord God, because she is good ground. Father, we thank you that it may not all be monetary, but, God, we know that others are lifting her up. God, we know that she is being lifted up before you. So, Father, we thank you for this woman of God who comes on the line and bless your holy name. Father, we thank you for what you're doing for Gwen Beatty. Lord, we thank you for Ronnie. God, we want to bless your name for all that you've done for her thus far. We rejoice with our sister Ronnie. Father, we thank you that there is evidence, Lord, of your hand working in her life. Father, we thank you for resolving the situation with her niece. Father, we thank you that there has been a union with her mother. Oh, God, it may look like everything is not working together for the good, but we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. Father, we thank you for the healing in Richard right now. God, we thank you for that proof that you're still a healer. God, we thank you for the proof that you are still hearing our prayers as they come before you, Lord. We are still thanking you for his salvation. God, we are still thanking you that he is victorious over every addiction. God, we are thanking you that this family shall be united. Hallelujah. We are thanking you, Lord God, for forgiveness, God. We are thanking you that Ronnie is opening her heart to forgive her brother Neil. Father, we are thanking you that their family shall be united as one, Lord God. We are thanking you, Father God, for looking out for Sonia. God, her life could have been lost, but, Lord, you decided to spare it. Father, you have work for Sonia to do here on this earth. Father, we thank you that dizziness isn't just a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. Let there be complete healing in Sonia right now. Father, we thank you that she has been the provider for her family. But God, you are her provider. Lord, we know that nothing shall be lacking in this time. Father, we thank you that every provision that is needed shall come forth. God, we thank you that not only the healing will come in her body, but God, you'll give her peace as she goes through this time. God, this is a time for rest for Sonia right now. She's resting in your Holy Spirit. Rest on, my daughter, and watch the Lord work on your behalf.
Hallelujah, God. I thank you for your spirit right now. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that dizziness is healed in the name of Jesus. Father, now we turn our attention to Regina. Hallelujah, who is traveling to Israel. Father, we know that these are your people, God, who she is going to serve. Father, we thank you for Regina's boldness. Lord, we thank you for the faith that she continued on the mission. Lord God, even when it looked like everything wasn't going to work out, God, we thank you for the testimony that, again, you have come through for your child. Hallelujah, when she stayed on task. Hallelujah, when she moved forward to do what you've asked her to do, God. We're thanking you now that the angels are in charge of her travel. Father, we thank you that she shall arrive to her destination safely. Father, we thank you that the angels are assigned to minister to her, to protect her while she's there these 2 months. Father, we thank you for the lives that shall be saved, those shall be touched, for the healing that shall go forth, for the deliverance that shall come, Father. We are thanking you, Lord, that she shall return in time for the March extravaganza with a wonderful testimony, God, of healing, of prosperity, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for the work that Regina is doing. Father, we thank you that her steps are ordered by the Lord and that you are the lamp unto her life and the light unto her path. Father, we are thanking you for the victorious, victorious mission trip that she shall report. Father, we are thanking you for our sister Ada. God, we are lifting her up right now. We are praising you, Lord, for this matrimony. Father, we thank you for the love that you have brought into her life. God, we are thanking you for this union that you have put together and for her family having safe travels to and from their destinations. Lord, now we lift her up. Lord, just as you did heal the woman with the issue of blood. God, she had gone to all the doctors. She had used all of her money. But God, she knew to reach out to you. She knew that if she could just touch the hem of your garment, oh, Lord, she could be healed. Father, we speak now, let there be healing in Ada right now. I speak to her hormones right now and call them regulated. Father, blood of Jesus, I speak to her wound right now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing in her wound right now. Hallelujah. All extra bleeding stops now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are a healer, and by your stripes, Ada is healed today. God, we thank you for the manifestation. We shall believe and receive the healing that Jesus has given. Father, we thank you that we need a miracle right now in Ada's life. Father, we thank you right now that Ada, hallelujah, this daughter, hallelujah, is saved by Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are the regulator of her emotions. We thank you, Lord God, that her mental health is stable. Father, we thank you that her emotions are controlled in the name of Jesus. Father, we cast down every enemy spirit, every demonic and satanic spirit coming against her right now. Father, we bind them up right now and cast them into the pit of hell. Father, we thank you that we lose the spirit of God. We lose patience on her right now. We speak that there is no confusion. Hallelujah. We speak that she is not a child of darkness, but she is a child of light. She has been brought into your marvelous kingdom of light in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak to her as a parent, Lord God, that she shall raise her children in the way that they shall go. Father, you will order her steps. Hallelujah. You will be her father, Lord God. You will be a father to her children. God, you are Cheetah's husband, and you are a marvelous provider. God, you are a prudent manager. Hallelujah. You are a great husband, and you shall make sure that she comes to you, Lord God. She shall have everything that she needs. You shall build her in her emotions. God, you shall give her joy right now in the name of Jesus. She is not alone. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are with her every moment of the day. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you shall never leave her nor forsake her. Father, we speak to Stella, the mother of Hat, who's in the hospital. Father God, there is no sickness and no illness that you cannot cure. Father, we're sending you there. I don't know where, but we're sending you right there, hallelujah. Your Holy Spirit right now, hallelujah, to be with Stella. Oh, God, to remind her that you're there. Father, we send your Jehovah Rapha spirit right now. Lord God, you are the Surgeon General in this case. God, we thank you right now that you touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. Hallelujah. Whatever is the problem, drive it out right now. Oh, every cell in her body functions normally now. By the blood of Jesus, she is covered. She is healed by the stripes of Jesus in Jesus' holy and precious name. Father, we are remembering Joseph at this time. Father, we thank you that, Lord, even though he sits in a jail cell, Lord God, we know that you are there. Father, we thank you that he reaches out to others, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you that your will shall be done in his life. God, we thank you that everything that is necessary, oh, God, for you to get the glory shall be done for Joseph. Lord, we speak to his mother and say, fear not. Hallelujah. Your child is covered by the blood of Jesus.
No weapon formed against him shall prosper. Father, we are thanking you for Minister Tiffany. Lord, we are lifting her up right now. Father, we thank you for the boldness to speak your word on today. Now, God, we ask you to rebuild her, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to give her a special blessing right now. Father, we thank you that she is not a single parent because, God, you are there with her. Lord, we thank you that you are there for Kalon. Father, we call him a man of God, a man of valor. And we thank you, Lord, that you will give Tiffany all the strategies that she needs to be victorious over Satan at every turn. Father, we are thanking you for the Master's Call founders, for Dr. Vanessa. Oh, God, we're thanking you for her faithfulness. We're thanking you for the grace of God, which is sufficient for all situations. God, we are thanking you, Lord, that you're carrying her through this time. God, we thank you that you're a faithful Father, that you are an awesome God. We thank you that you're doing new things in her life right now. Father, we're thanking you for those who come and lift her up during this time. We're thanking you, Lord, for her family and her friends. God, we're thanking you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, for safe travel, Lord God. We're thanking you that you are the strength of our life. Father, we are thanking you for all that you're doing in this time, for the sacrifice that you have made, Lord God, with your son Jesus. God, we thank you for the mercy that you're giving to this land right now. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are still, Lord God, under your protection. Thank you for holding us under the wheel, under your wings, Lord. Thank you for being a shield about us, Lord. Now, I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every person on this call, each and every person who is listening under the sound of my voice. Father, for every prayer request that has come forward, Lord God, and even those that are unspoken, Lord, you know it all because you are there. Father, we thank you that your Holy Spirit rules and reigns. We thank you for total freedom. We thank you for total salvation. God, we thank you for revelation. Lord, we thank you for the word that has gone forth. We thank you that each prayer has been answered in the name of Jesus. We believe it and receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we cancel right now every plan of backlash, retaliation, and revenge. Father, every plan of sabotage right now, we cancel it. I annihilate it with the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare in Jesus' name that all is done, all is well, and it is so in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We praise you and we lift you up today. Oh, most holy God, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Well, I tell you, after all of that, all we need to say is amen. Thank you, woman of God, for just so powerfully taking us into the throne room to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And we speak virtue even back into you for lifting up the prayer request and for being such an anointed, appointed, and assigned host today. TMC family, we love you so much. We praise God for each and every one of you. We thank you for this opportunity to pray, to be those midwives in prayer. So now as we go out through this Christmas weekend, remembering the reason for the season, and you will get your birthday shout-outs for Jesus ready on Tuesday so we can hear you as we open up the lines. Have a wonderful weekend. Take time to worship your God. Take time to be that light and look for those opportunities to be his hands extended. And we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. And as our minister, LaShawn, said, I love that tag about it, this being a forgiveness Friday, all because we were forgiven for our sins. Let us go out and forgive others. Love you so much. Go out and be those ministers in the marketplace because we are better together. Bye-bye, and look forward to hearing you on Monday.